This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury with
Audrey Raj,
Frida Liu.
Talking about AI, big tech claims that AI and digitization will bring a better future. But are we ready for AI co-workers? That is the question that we're asking you. Give us some feedback, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter or Instagram. It's at BFM Radio. Speaking of AI, let's move over to China, to Shanghai, and how commuters can now design their own bus routes, of all things.
This is a good use of AI, right? So it involves this company with Alipay as well, but the brain behind it, this company is called CityBrain, right? It helps to coordinate traffic management systems, including traffic lights. And so it is, according to the McKinsey Global Institute, cities that use this kind of smart transport systems can reduce commuter travel times around 15-20%. It has been proven. They were in Hangzhou and they helped, which is home to Alibaba's headquarters, they helped with improving the traffic for Hangzhou from 5th place to 57th place. And you want to go lower down that scale.
So they 5th to 57th.
Right, wow. So they help improve the transportation system there, and they're also working with us in Malaysia, right?
Together with scale is number one.
Right up there, you know. So anyway,
do we go into minus numbers?
Go really low on that one. So anyway, what happens now in Shanghai is that together with Alibaba's the AI, right? They can now buy a bus ticket using Alipay. Then what happens is then the AI algorithms produced by Alibaba crunch the data and generate the number of buses needed and optimal route for this number 9 service, which is between Songjiang District and Zhangjiang High-Tech Park. And I believe that area is this where all the work is, the workers and everything go on. So it's really, really busy. So what they can do is you enter your preferred start and end location into the Alipay app. It then suggests the closest bus stops. Alternatively, it is possible to generate a customized route. The passengers can also lock in their seats when they book a ticket in advance. And then the AI bus brain generates routes based on shopping history, maps and traffic information data. So, you know, you're able to do that. So what happens is both it's China's biggest cities drawing more urban dwellers, traffic congestion, of course, it's a national problem. We know this as well. It is a challenge for us as well. Because Shanghai is ranked as the 8th worst in China from traffic jams, okay, and the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences says that this is a resident's average commute time calculated at 85.27 minutes per day. That's a lot of life gone.
So it's like ways for buses and people,
yes,
kind of.
So they're able to do the bus routes. They can calculate the bus routes and then what's the best stop. And I think if you want to include shopping in it, I'm sure.
Right, right.
But I think in this sort of work situation, what's the best time to go, that sort of thing. And this is great, right?
So I'm thinking, like, it says here you can calculate the number of buses needed. So I guess if there's not many people who want to take the bus, then it just eliminates the number of vehicles on the road by cutting down the buses on the road. But also this whole thing about booking your seats, will there be like an extra charge for wanting to pick your seat?
I'm sure there will be.
Yeah. So don't be fussy. It's the same thing like when you fly on a plane, right?
The one thing about this is that it relies on the fact that buses leave using a schedule and a timetable.
Right.
So, which is the problem that we have here, is that they say
there is no schedule.
Correct. I mean, I'm glad you said it.
Yeah.
You know, Arvin will be here, you know, cursing this because there's supposed to be a schedule. We will leave every 15 minutes between this time and this time. And oftentimes they just don't arrive or they're way past their schedule.
Right.
That's what we need to do to improve.
So this, what they do is they automatically design your routes, the stations, and number of buses to put on the road, you know, that sort of thing. And whereas a ride-hailing service, obviously you can only have 2 or 3 people. The bus is still the ultimate, right, where you can have up to 40 people. And the estimated travel time on this particular bus service, end-to-end, is about an hour and a half. So it's faster than the metro, and it's 18 yuan, so it's much cheaper than the average taxi fare, 150 yuan. So hopefully this will help reduce, right, between, you know, the places and all that. So I think I'm quite confident that something's going to happen. If they've helped Hangzhou from 50 to 57, you're going to need that, right?
I'm still a bit confused about how they design their own bus routes. Like, how can commuters do that? Like if you can specify, I'm getting on here, I'm getting off there, then how do they help, you know, make that, make you get from point A to point B quicker? Like how do you design your own route if you're on that, just on that one bus?
I'm guessing it uses the same thing as if you were to use your ride hailing app where you choose a couple of different points to drop off in between, right? So eventually I want to end up here, but I also want to swing by this place and I want to swing by this place.
Okay. Oh, if you, I guess like, you know, this particular route, there seems to be a traffic, there seems to be, you know, an accident as is very popular here, then maybe you want to change and use this other bus instead, you know, this sort of thing.
So does that mean that this bus will not stop for people who want to get on at a different bus stop? Like say it was making a stop at Jalan Peel and then it decided, okay, you know, no one wants to get off at Jalan Peel. Will that mean, does that mean that the bus will just, you know, go past Jalan Peel, not stop there? What about the people at Jalan Peel who want to get on?
I don't know, but it's a smart idea. Yeah. If somebody at Jalan Peel has then indicated that they want to get on, that information will be relayed to the bus, you know, and that perhaps might then say to the people who've already booked their ticket, just to let you know, there's going to be a bit of a delay because there's two or three people getting on at this point.
Right.
We're re-switching and this is the next bus that you should be taking. I don't know.
I think that's something like that would be.
So in order to get on this bus, you will need the app. You will need
sooner
to use
or later.
Alipay.
And you know, everybody's on Alipay in China anyway, right? So it's very part and parcel, which is very difficult for us when we visit and we don't realize that we're the only one not on the app or something like that. But you know, this is the way of the future, man.
It is indeed. Speaking of which, we have to take a break. We have some music coming up from Elastica. Back in 1994, they felt like the future. This is Waking Up. We'll be back with our final story of the day. Facebook's latest AI experiment will upgrade your OOTD, apparently. We'll be back, but don't forget we have a question running. Big Tech claims AI and digitization will bring a better future. But are we ready for AI co-workers? Please do let us know. 018-789 8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. We'll be back in about 3 minutes or so. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.